Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Victoria. Yes, it's time to talk about fun stuff tonight. As I just came back running around trying to get myself prepared, because I don't know about you, but my area is getting a blizzard starting tomorrow, so I wanted to make sure I got the necessities. Not like I had to buy out the supermarket. I just needed to make sure I had milk, because, you know, I want my coffee and my cereal. Basic stuff, you know, but let me tell you the craziness of these people out there. Oh, my God, they're buying everything up like as if there's, like, never going to ever be food again. Like, they're shopping for, like, the zombie apocalypse. No joke. It's total mayhem. It's insanity. But, of course, you know, me being from New Jersey, I know about all this weather stuff. So I'm not scared. I know we're just going to hunker down and just chill out. It's going to be me and Kiki chilling. I'm going to actually get to clean my apartment that I put off so often because I have better things to do, like ride my pony. So, anywho, I digressed a little, but I wanted to let you know what's real and going on. So, anywho, tonight I wanted to talk about spiritual dating because some people think it's impossible, but it is true. You can have spiritual dating, right? I'm not saying dating like someone in the ethereals or whatever. I'm just talking about being spiritual and still dating and getting the man you like. You know, how do you do it and the process about it and the concept that you need to embrace in order to do it. Because remember, everything doesn't come easy. It's not meant to be. So all the things that, you know, I talk about take practice. They take a lot of willpower in the sense of being diligent in changing your thoughts and how you go about your normal daily activity, because it's a life change, you know. It's you're making changes that really impact a whole lot of areas, and if you don't continually practice them, then you could feasibly be spinning your circles and spinning your wheels, I should say. And what happens with that is that you start having repetitive behaviors and repeat like situations that come up over and over again, and it's frustrating. You know, like, why am I constantly meeting the wrong guys? Why am I constantly reliving the same hell as I did 3 years ago? And it's because you're not putting in practice the things that you're told, especially if you're working with Tree or if you, you know, follow the practices I talk about and the other coaches too, then you're just going to set yourself up for repetitive experiences. And we're not here to do that. We're here to learn and move on, right? So, what does it mean by spiritual dating? Okay, so spiritual dating, I mean, now that I'm going through, you know, I've been going through this process with Tree for God knows years, you know, there's my viewpoint and my outlook on how dating needs to happen is so significantly different than it used to be. I honestly, you know, when I come and think about it, you know, when you're dating, when I used to date back then, I just was so needy on having companionship. But I wasn't realizing that the neediness for companionship was because I had lack of something in my own life. You know, so I was attracting men that weren't necessarily good for me because I was so needy. I was accepting anybody to be a partner versus picking out the right one that's going to choose to be a benefit in my life. So I made some bad choices, you know, thinking at the time, of course, you know, in retrospect, we could say these things. But at the time, I'm thinking like, wow, this guy's like the best thing ever. But, you know, I put a lot of sacrifice into who and what I was wanting in my life, you know. So when I talk about spiritual dating now, it's more of you being spiritually aligned with yourself, with what you want, what you deserve, and being out there dating at the same time, you know. So you wonder how can you possibly find somebody that way? You know what I mean? How can you find someone if you're being spiritual, if you're knowing who you are and what you like and what you don't like in a man and what you deserve in a person to share your life with? Because, you know, we don't have to make compromises at all, zero. You know, how are we going to find somebody? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the laws of attraction come in as well, okay? So if you put out the positive vibes of deserving and being able to be with somebody and what you're looking for in a positive manner, you're going to receive the positives in return. If you're putting out energy and you're claiming to be spiritual and you're putting out the energy of not being good enough or not being beautiful or I'm not sexy enough for this guy or I'm not beautiful enough to attract somebody and, you know, the ego takes over, you're going to attract the negative, right? So how are you going to find your mate? How are you going to find that person that's right for you? Well, you need to be very clear on what you need in a man or a woman. You need to be clear on what you tolerate, you know, and I say tolerate, I'm saying what you deserve, and you need to be clear on what you don't tolerate, I should say, things that are unacceptable, just straight up unacceptable. I have somebody who is currently going through the dating process, right, and so she's on a website called Plenty of Fish, right? So, okay, so you're out there, you're looking. And some of these people really, truly are all about sending pictures back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, yay, that's fun, but you're not meeting the person, so what's the purpose? Like, I mean, online dating doesn't mean that you date just online. You're supposed to meet up. So, like, things like that, you know, this person doesn't tolerate that. It's just not, it's just unacceptable, you know? So knowing that, she, you know, needs to put a stop to attracting people like that. And the way it is, you know, putting the vibration out there that she deserves to have people who are interested in meeting her physically. You know, I'm not saying physical as in, like, you know, bumping and grinding and, you know, doing it. I'm saying physically as in being treated like a person should be and taken out for coffee and good conversation, eye contact, you know, and really being just physically engaged in them, in their same energy field, et cetera, and so forth, you know. So she's basically, she's going to put an end to men who are looking for just, like, picture exchange. Because, you know, as we all know, oh, send me a picture of you today. So you send a picture. And then all of a sudden it starts, hey, send me a picture of your butt. Or send me a picture of some other part of your body that maybe he or she is not at that point in the relationship that deserves to see something like that. You know what I mean? So it's almost like this person is being tested on past behaviors where she used to just honestly send pictures all the time thinking that, oh, well, I better send what I can because I don't have that many chances. Do you know what I mean? Or, you know, I might not get another chance for somebody. So they're compromising their own self because they're afraid, see that, afraid that they're not going to be able to attract someone. So they, you know, make concessions and they end up sending pictures that degrade them as a person, you know, sending naked pictures or nearly naked pictures, you know, to somebody who doesn't yet command that type of response from you. I mean, if I only met this person for like 5-10 minutes on texting only, how do I know that person deserves to see that part of my body, you know? So putting that out there, you know, you'll start attracting people that don't ask for that. But you're going to be tested, too. So you're going to be tested on your principles of what you deserve and what you shouldn't deserve in the sense of respect and admiration of the way you should be, you know? I think when people meet in person, it's a really great way of being able to tell if the person is being truthful and honest, you know, their eyes are shifty or they can't make eye contact or they just have, like, mannerisms, like, you know, that would tell that they're not being truthful, you know. And then you could tell a lot about a person's energy because, I mean, hello, you guys, we're all light workers, right? So you have the ability, most people have the ability to, you know, feel an energy from somebody. So if you're getting a good vibe from him, awesome. If you're not, then you know that because you're seeing it. You see the person, you see how they act, how they are, you know, he or she, doesn't matter which gender, of course, you know, but you're making these choices early into your relationship, you know, early. So you won't go down that road of sharing a picture of yourself naked, you know, and then regretting it and then feeling like trash because you showed a part of you that's so, so very sacred to someone who didn't deserve it, okay? So what you need to do is put out there what you want. Now, I know in the other shows I've mentioned, Tree had tasked me a long time ago when I first started working with her to make a list of qualities I wanted in a man. I'm like, okay. I'm like, and normally people would be like, you know, what kind of guy are you looking for? And I was like, I don't know, someone who treats me well, you know. I didn't have a specific, like, some people are like, I want someone who's blonde, or I want someone who's brown hair or blue-eyed. I didn't have anything particular like that, you know, and I always thought that I was being fair, you know. But I realized over the years, after dating so many different types of people and experiencing some good, some bad, that, you know what, I do have some qualities I want in a man. Do you know what I mean? And these are small, you know, if you saw my list, they're small things that I feel are important, you know, and it's not being excessively vain at all in the least part, but a lot of it's emotional and personality type things that I really feel would just balance out, you know, me as a person and our relationship and friendship. I made a list of 42 qualities. Yes, that's 4 and a 2. And I could not believe myself. And I just basically just started writing. Things that I liked, things that I knew that bothered me, I made it the polar opposite of what I thought it should be. You know, or things, how I was treated that I enjoyed. You know, or things that I like to look at. You know, everything I could think of. And I just kind of just brainstormed. And I could not believe I had 42 qualities. So that in itself, knowing what you want, you're putting that vibration out to the universe too. So you're gonna attract the people that mirror what you want. Okay? And it's just nature of laws of attraction. Okay? So you need to, if when you're dating, or if you're in the process of wanting to find the date or whatever the case may be, if you find yourself at all thinking that you're not good enough, you're not cute enough, you're not pretty enough or handsome enough, you know, and those are the things that are coming through your mind at that time. And my suggestion, just me, don't date yet. Okay, because that to me is showing that you are having a lot of self-esteem issues, right? So you're not confident about who you are. So how can you be confident that the person you meet is going to be a good match for you? And that instead of being set up for failure, I'd rather you learn and grow and become a beautiful person and then meet the woman or the man of your dream, because you have that confidence, you're sending out the right energy, you're doing all the great, wonderful things that you should be as a spiritual individual, you know? So when you do start going out dating, let's say you're good with your emotions and stuff and you know what you want, what you don't want, you're confident, your self-esteem's good, blah, blah, blah. What do? Do you go into this relationship with expectations? You know, like, do you expect to have, I don't know, by 3rd month that we're, you know, going to sleep together, or by 6 months we're going to go on travel dates or something like that? You know, do you get expectations? Are you supposed to, or should you? You know? My view is that as a spiritual being, you're constantly growing and evolving, right? So when you're starting a date, I don't think, you know, I really feel truly, and this kind of ties in with last week's show, that you need to live in the now with this person, right? Because what's the best part of living is now. So if you're going in with expectations, that means you're expecting things to happen or expecting things about that person in the future, because, you know, clearly it's not something you've experienced now, right? So I don't think you should have expectations when you go into a relationship. I think you should go in with it with an open mind, you know, and really use your intuition and your senses and really understand the person first and get to know them and really feel them out before you commit to, you know, anything deeper. You know, I think that's just really important because we're sacred souls. Everybody is important. And yourself is your temple. So my body, my mind, my spirit is my temple. And as a spiritual individual, those are my most sacred places. You know, and when I date, it's basically I'm inviting them to experience my temple, giving them a sneak peek into who I am, what makes me, what makes me tick, how happy I am, the things, the hobbies, and the things that I enjoy. You know, I had dated a while ago, and some dude, like, instantly wanted to, like, go horseback riding with me. You know, and I'm like, wait, I haven't even met you in person, And now you want to go and share with me something I hold sacred to me. Like, horseback riding to me is going to be shared with someone who's going to be very, who's going to be very close to me. Because for me, horseback riding is like, it is my juju. It is my, where I'm the closest I am to being spiritual. You name it. It's my sanctuary. It's the place I go when I have shitty days from work and I just want to escape. I just hang out with my horse. So it's like, the person who comes to me riding like that, it has to be really special. And I'm like, and this person is not special yet. So it's like, you have to realize that, you know, you don't have to, for the sake of pressure, you know, on yourself, to have people be that involved in you yet. Do you know what I mean? So you can say no, or you can push back. It's not a bad thing, you know? So what you want to do when you're dating is to live just now, in the now, period. You know, how you are today, meet them today, see how things go. Don't look too far ahead of like, oh, well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so I want to have a date, I want to be dating somebody by the end of January so I can have a Valentine's Day. Putting those expectations are setting you up for failure because it's putting added pressure and making you choose things that may not necessarily serve you correctly. All right, and you just don't want to do that. I mean, come on, face it. Now, I have been single for a very long time, until recently, and I, even though, I, you know, there's times where I was very lonely, I really needed that time to work on myself, do you know what I mean? So getting back into the dating scene, you know, I really took it carefully. And the reason why I took it carefully is because, number one, I didn't want repeat problems of things where I attracted perhaps a not-so-great person in my life, you know. I didn't want to experience the, like, letdowns and upsets and all this other craziness that I had experienced before. So I was very careful, you know, because my heart and my soul and my mind is a very, very awesome, beautiful thing to have, you know, and it should be shared selectively. So when you go out and date, I think what you should really think about is, A, try not to hook up right away, because most guys who, or girls, who want to hook up right away are probably not in it to win it. They're in it just to, you know, hook up. And, hey, if you want to be down for that, I'm not saying that's bad, but we're talking about, you know, having a real, real, real impactful relationship. For those long-term relationships, that's just not probably a good way to go. You know, if you take it slow, you live it day by day, you grow, they grow with you. You know, you learn a lot about the person. You're going to be able to exit left if things don't turn the way they should. Do you know what I mean? So you can be spiritual, and spirituality with dating is respecting your body, yourself, your mind, your body, spirit. You know, and you can do it. And just remember, it's sending out the positive energies. So it's the positive things you know about yourself, how you feel about yourself, and sending out what you're looking for in a mate, and, you know, the positives. Now, don't say, I don't want a man who has a beard. I don't want a man who is aggressive, because you're saying, I don't want. What you want to put out there says, I want a woman or a man who does X. So it's all in want, not do nots. So that's a thing that I think we all fall prey to when we're trying to list things that we want or don't want in people. So we shouldn't say don't want. We should always put out there in the universe things that we want, because those are things that we'll attract. So what you need to do is you live in the now, right? As we talked about last week, being in the now is awesome. The past, not so good. Future, no bueno, okay? So live in the now. You know, don't go into things with expectations that anything's going to happen in a certain time period, because remember, God works in divine timing, and divine timing is timeless. So there's no time. So it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. So you don't want to push things through like a circle peg into a square hole, or else, you know, disasters happen, mistakes happen, you know, and the stars and the planets don't align, and you just start cursing yourself. You know, so don't push it. Enjoy the actual act of dating and getting to know somebody. And date many people at one time. You don't have to settle down until you find the right person. You know, and then just remember that these people, it's like an interview. You're interviewing these people for the job and the role of partner, friend, you know, lover, boyfriend, husband. you know, and I'm saying that in the male gender, but it goes for the female too, girlfriend, friend, lover, wife. You know, it goes for both sides. So, you know, you don't want to have a really bad job with this person. You don't want to be hitched at the hip, you know, married and having kids, and then find out later that it just wasn't right, right? I mean, maybe that's my principle, but I think, you know, when you're dating, just consider it more of an interview where you get to try out each other and just kind of see if you're right for each other. And it really, really is okay to bail out on a date or, you know, not see somebody again, you know, because they just don't fit with you. You could be kind and considerate and explain that in a manner in which it's not demeaning, and they get the hint and they're like, okay, great, thank you. And move on. No big deal, right? So bottom line is you can be spiritual and still date. You can find great people because you're putting out great energy to find great people, you know, and you live in the now and you love it. So a little short tonight on the show, but just I didn't want to harp over the same ideas and concepts over and over again. But spiritual dating can happen. It can happen. It can be a practice, you know. One of the things I want to really emphasize is just that you really need to be very secure about yourself and work hard on who you are and love yourself first before you can invite someone to love you back, okay? So if you don't love yourself, you don't like the way you look, you don't like anything about you, you have a negative outlook on yourself and your self-esteem is at rock bottom, my suggestion is to start dating yourself and really get to know you and what makes you tick and how, you know, respect yourself first, because in order for you to demand respect of others, you have to know exactly what you deserve respect in, okay? So on that note, I shall leave you. Tomorrow in the afternoon, we're supposed to be getting 24 inches of snow over the next day or two. So, yeah, I'll be snowed in. So by all means, go check out angelcoaches.com and, you know, blog if you want. Add a little comment on blogs or email me. Or you can even write comments on trees on the Facebook page, Angel Coaches. And just blog or do something, I don't know, because I'll be stuck snowed in all by myself, me and my dog and my bird. So we'll be in here. But I hope you guys, wherever you are, have a very safe weekend. And if you're snowed in like me, you know, drink some hot cocoa, take a lot of naps. And if you're not snowed in and you're down south where it's going to be just rainy and thundery, like Miami and stuff like that, just stay dry and be safe, okay? So y'all have a great evening. Have a great now. I will talk to you next week, same time, same bat channel. And take care. Bye.